B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Brought to you by Macy's. Macy's one-day sale starting tomorrow. Save big on looks for him and her. Plus, get your online orders fast with contact-free curbside pickup, or you can pick them up inside the store at Macy's.
That's awesome.
That's like a commercial.
His shirt is from Macy's.
So is mine.
Hey,
look at us. One-day sale for sure.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. LBF, what's cool? What do you got over there?
Hey, if you want to move.
Yeah.
And really, who doesn't? Everyone's sick of their houses.
Yeah.
There's a town that's going to pay you to move there.
No kidding.
I like a good amount of money.
All right.
It's a stimulus package.
Who couldn't use one of those?
Exactly.
All right. Brian Bell, what do you got?
I've got the dullest people in America, Bob.
So good.
They have been named, and it's amazing.
Can you imagine that? And they're proud.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Aren't they proud of being dull? Okay. Forget the... I know enough about you, LBF. To make this assumption, what would you rather have? A flowered rose bouquet for Valentine's or crustaceans?
You want crabs for Valentine's Day?
would you like that? Then you're going to love this.
Okay. Birds in the Navy.
Well, barnacles. Okay. Go.
All right.
Yeah.
You asked.
Right.
Anyway, if you want to move, want to get away?
I do.
I can tell you where to go. There's a town in Mississippi known for its biscuits, Bob.
That's a start.
It's cooking up a deal for remote workers. You can get paid $6,000 to move there. Natchez, Mississippi will fork over $2,500 in moving expenses along with $300 each month for a year. And the place, Natchez, Mississippi, problem is Mississippi is not like, it's got a high poverty rate, but Natchez is very historical.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of
Civil War stuff.
I guess, but like a lot of antebellum, like lots of porches and things like that.
Yeah, beautiful.
You can get a five-bedroom, three-bath, 3,400-square-foot home on 9 acres with a pool and a house, pool house and everything, fireplaces in the bedroom for $299,000.
That's crazy.
You can get an adorable little, like, cape-like house, three-bed, two-bath, 1,500 square feet, $98,000.
Look at that. Go retire.
Is it anywhere near the folks from Hometown on HGTV?
I was just actually thinking that because it's a show on TV.
Yeah, they're the best.
The couple?
Yeah, couple that wants to make their town better.
The big bearded guy. He's great.
Big bearded
you
guy.
You could do that with
big
these
Ben.
Homes.
Natchez. Well, where does one go to get the info?
Mississippi.
M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Google Natchez.
Gotcha. Okay, spell Natchez.
N-A-T-C-H-E-Z.
Oh, see? A lot of folks don't know that.
Nachos.
Surprise.
Nachos. Okay, Brian.
All right. There's a group called the Dull Men's Club. And every year they put out a calendar featuring the most boring people in the U.S. and the U.K. So this year's calendar features a woman from California who collects caution wet floor signs, a man in England who's a manhole cover historian, the founder of the Telegraph Pole Association Society.
Drink that in. Telephone pole appreciation.
No. Telegraph.
Telegraph. Pole. Oh, okay.
Even more boring.
Wow.
And this guy, Johnny Meyer from New Mexico, who collects gas station memorabilia.
Johnny loves the dull life.
He's excited.
Okay, here it is.
Dullest man, one of the dullest in the world. When I look at the crowd I'm a part of, I'm so impressed with the other folks, the other dull people. Who would have ever thought of observing the different patterns on security envelopes? These are some extremely dull people. You need to step back some from that bright, shiny stuff and towards the dullness.
Yes.
And I think the closer you get to dullness, the closer you get to enlightenment.
How about that?
Wow. Some deep, dull thoughts there.
Jeez, I'm hearing Darth Vader in my voice.
Embrace
the dull. That's it. Okay. I think you might like this. Forget flowers for Valentine's Day. You've been there. You've done that. You get jobbed anyway. Let's be honest.
Oh, you mean on the price,
on
Bob?
On the price of roses.
Love has no price.
Oh, it does.
I'm going to keep telling Dave.
You need a job. Okay, you can get your significant other lobster tail bouquets this year.
That's cool.
I guess so. The Maine Lobster Marketing Collaborative announced Tuesday they partnered with two companies to sell kits for making bouquets of Maine harvested lobster tails.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the kits include either 4 or 6 lobster tails, depending on how hungry you are or how hungry she is. Depending on where you want to buy them. Aside from the lobster tails, the kits also include skewers, festive wax paper, a burlap wrap, and an original Maine lobster Valentine tag. How about that?
It's different.
Would you rather have that than roses?
I like roses.
So that's a hard no.
It's not a hard no.
Soft no?
And eat roses.
Yeah, well.
Hello.
I think it's like if you were going to get a bouquet for a guy.
Yeah.
I like the traditional stuff.
All right, all right.
When it comes to Valentine's Day.
Sorry, Dave.
Yeah.
He was so close to
it. But I like it. I'm intrigued. I'm going to Google that.
There it is.
How do you spell lobster?
Lobsterfrommaine.com.
Oh, good. Lobster.
From Maine.com. Blinded by the dullness. Here we go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.